A word for you from James chapter 2 and verse 17. Faith, by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Hebrews 11 gives us great examples of faith. Noah, Abraham, Moses, Gideon, David, men of obedience and of action. Hebrews 11:32 says, "And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the world. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith." Here, in the most important chapter on faith, Hebrews 11, which defines faith as being certain of the substance of the things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen, diligently seeking God, we see that faith and action goes together. Decisive action and obedience. The Bible speaks of us taking up the shield of faith and putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Faith is something strong, substantial, like a metal shield that can put out the fiery darts of the wicked one. We are commanded to fight the good fight of faith. So, when you study the scriptures, it is quite clear that biblical faith is far removed from the fake faith, the presumptuous, manipulative materialism and magical wishful thinking, demanding our own way, wishing upon a star, follow your heart, trite, trivial, self-serving counterfeits that are being peddled in all too many churches and TV channels today. Hollywood keeps on telling you to follow your heart. The Bible tells us only a fool follows their heart. Proverbs 28:26 says, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered." The scripture speaks about fakes shipwrecking faith, having faith in a good conscience, which some, having rejected concerning faith, have suffered shipwreck. You see, faith and a good conscience will bring us safely into God's harbor. However, those who reject biblical faith and their conscience will suffer shipwreck.